Mary, the mother of the Lord, is found in every point of the story of the gospel and in every point of the story of that early church. She is the adult figure who is most consistently present in the story of Jesus and in the story of the Holy Spirit. Rarely is she present on center stage. Mostly she's present in the shadows. Mostly she's present at the edge. From the moment of the Annunciation, from the moment the angel declares her destiny, through that pregnancy and birth, and through those years of childhood and adolescence of Jesus, Mary is present. In the public life of Jesus, Mary is present. She is present in his miracles. She is present at his teaching. And she is present beneath the cross as he suffers and dies for the salvation of the world. She is one of those women who prepare his body for burial. And after his resurrection and ascension, she is there with those apostles and disciples in the upper room as they await the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. She is there. And she is there as a woman of faith. Her great glory is that she is a believer. There is the story in the gospel where Jesus is in the house teaching, and there are a lot of people crowded in, and Mary and Jesus' relatives are outside and they want to talk to him, yet they can't get through, and so they send a message. And someone says to him, "Your mother and your relatives are outside and they want to speak to you." And Jesus says, "Who is my mother? Who are my sisters and my brothers?" Those who hear the word of God and keep it. Those are my family. Those are mother, sister, and brother to me. Mary is the first one to hear the word and to keep it. And so she becomes the model, the example of what it is to be a disciple, what it is to be a believer, what it is to be the church. Mary exclaims, "My entire existence, my whole being, every single aspect of my existence proclaims the glory of God." That prayer that Mary utters, that praise of God, the church puts on our lips regularly. Because it is not only her prayer, it is the prayer of believers. You and I are called to say, with my whole being, with every single bit of who I am, I proclaim the glory of God. Human beings, by their very nature, are fashioned in the image and the likeness of God. Human beings, by their very nature, are the glory of God. She goes on to say, "And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." She is filled with joy. She is filled with that confident, joyful spirit by which she knows that God is present to her at every single moment of her life. Paul says to the Philippians in the first reading, or in the reading this evening, rejoice. I say to you, rejoice. At all times and in all places, let your joy be seen. As Mary rejoices in the Lord, you and I are called to rejoice in the presence of God. The image that is drawn for us through Mary, the mother of the Lord, is such a positive, strong, healthy, uplifting image of what it is to be a believer, what it is to be a disciple, what it is to be a follower of Christ. There's no place for sadness. There's no place for gloom. We are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been endowed with the gift of His life. And we are to live that life with joy. That's our vocation. That's our calling. Years ago, there was a book that was published by a wonderful author. Her name is Phyllis McGinley. And the book was really a collection of the lives of the saints. And I really never, ever read the book because I didn't think the book could be as good as its title. The title of the book is Saints Are Not Sad. People who are filled with the presence of God are people who radiate joy. That's what we're called to be. Now, the joy that the Scripture talks about and the joy that is placed with us is not some kind of a giddy thing. It is a deep, solid, strong sense, confidence in the presence, the protection, the love, and the graciousness of God. Well, as we come today to ask God's mercy, to ask God's forgiveness for the sins we have committed, I would ask that we come in the spirit of Mary and that we use her as, if you will, our examination of conscience. Because if she is, and she certainly is, the example of what it means to be a believer and a follower of Jesus, then it's possible for us to look at our own lives in light of her life. And to see our own struggles in the light of her human struggle. And to see our own faith in the light of her faith. She is a human being. You know, there is a tendency on the part of some people to try to move Mary into God's side of the equation. And the church and the scriptures are very, very clear about it. Mary doesn't belong on God's side of the equation. Mary belongs on the human side of the equation. Mary is the model for human beings. Mary is the first of human beings to hear the word of God and keep it. Mary is fully human. And in every aspect of human life, Mary participates. And so she can be a model. She can be an example. She can be a teaching for us in her life about what it is to be a follower of Jesus. So I ask you to join me as we take a bit of time to examine our conscience and to use Mary, the mother of the Lord, and to use her words as the words that spark that examination of conscience.
Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Do I greet others with curses instead of blessings? Have I borne bitter fruit in my thought, in my words, or in my deeds?
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
Have I denied my own worth, or the worth and value of others? Do I disbelieve that God is present in myself or in the lives of other people? Have I missed the presence of God because I'm too busy, too hurried, or too anxious?
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy.
Have I closed my ears to the sound of God's voice, a sound coming from unexpected people or places or meetings? Have I given time to seek the voice of God in prayer and in the reading of the Scripture? Have I grown so serious and sour that I cannot look for the joy in living?
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled.
Have I lost faith and hope in other people, in myself, in the church, in the world, in the communities in which I live? Do I stand in the way of God's word being fulfilled by my apathy, or my despair, or my complacency?
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
Does my very being, my very presence, proclaim the goodness of God? Do I see my life and my health as a gift of God? And do I cherish it and care for it? Do I see my sexuality as an expression of God's creative power and life, and not some plaything? Do I enter into the joy of others as often as I can?
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. Behold, from now on will all ages call me blessed.
Who have I looked down upon because of their particular religion or lifestyle or politics or education or economic wealth or poverty? How has my need to help others dominated their need to know the dignity of helping themselves?
Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now
and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
Have I taken credit for what I have not done? Have I denied my own participation in the evil that is found in my community, my church, my family, or other associations?
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. His mercy is from age to age to those who fear him.
Have I lost a sense of mercy and compassion, so that nothing ever angers or sickens me? Have I lost a sense of fear, of awe, of reverence, so that nothing moves me at my core?
Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord
is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He has shown might with his arm, dispersed the arrogant of mind and heart.
Have I been arrogant? Have I used my power, my status, my education or religion to put others down?
Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He has thrown down the rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the lowly.
Have I done all that I can to participate in and to influence the life of my community? Have I been afraid to be prophetic because of the cost or the comfort that I would lose?
Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The hungry he has filled with good things. The rich he has sent away empty.
Have I become gluttonous for praise? Or for solitude? Or for the safety of those who are just like me? Who have I sent away empty, without acknowledgement, or care, or gratitude?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He has helped Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, according to his promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever.
Have I refused to give help and mercy? Have I broken promises? Am I truly committed to leave this world a more merciful, more just, and beautiful place for those who will follow me?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
We will now take a few moments to, in our own mind and heart, acknowledge our sinfulness before the Lord. You may remain seated, you may stand, you may kneel, whichever position you wish to take in making your confession.